podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I'm out at an establishment meeting, met a friend to catch up at a place that has this great deck that overlooks Cherry Creek Reservoir. And I love it. And it's a great deck. They got really cheap margaritas. And I know, Chris, you've been there with me before. You and Tim have been over there with me.
Nice.
Anyway, so I was meeting a friend over there, and we're sitting out on the deck enjoying the sunshine, and suddenly the jukebox cuts off. There's no more music. And all you can hear is some sort of radio or something from inside faintly. I was like, there's no music. I gave it a few minutes. I was like, you know what? It's been a while. I'm going to go put some money in the jukebox and pick out some tunes. So I go walking in there, and it's one of those touch tune things, which is like hooked up to a network, right? And so I put my $5 in, which allows me X number of credits. And Jeremy, the way the credits work, you get to pick one song maybe for one credit. Other songs are 2 credits.
Okay.
But there's a little feature on there that says play next. And then you got to add an extra credit or so.
Aha. Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, nobody else is in here. Nobody's playing any music.
No
I need. I made my first selection, which was a nice song by White Stripes. I happen to be a Jack White fan. So I pick White Stripes and it starts playing while I pick my others. I head out to my table and I sit down. And I'm waiting for, I think my next song is going to be by Garbage, because I'm a Garbage fan.
You are.
And I'm waiting for that, and suddenly...
What?
Leonard Skinner?
Yeah. Freaking Sweet Home Alabama comes
awesome.
On.
Awesome. So what's the problem?
So I'm thinking, okay, first of all, after 40-something years... Who still wants to hear Sweet Home Alabama?
Oh, a lot of people.
Come on, honestly.
Except Dom.
No, really. A lot. You know how many people are in the radio industry?
At a bar on, you know.
All right.
There's
all
you right.
Who
doesn't,
needs
and then
to
everybody
hear that again?
Else.
I'm like, I'm trying to play some garbage here.
Exactly.
Somebody bumps.
Somebody went in there and I thought, okay, it's one horrible song. My Gin Blossoms tune will come up in just a few moments.
Yeah.
And no, then there's some other like
crappy
Southern rock song that comes on. And then
Slow Ride came on.
So somebody went in
Take
there,
it
guys,
easy, Jeremy.
And they juke blocked me.
So can you see the list of songs that are coming up then?
Oh,
and
I
they
didn't
can
walk
say,
back in to look at it. I just sat there and I was drinking my cheap margarita looking at my friend. I said, I can't believe it. My songs, they're all been bumped.
Yeah, oh, you pay man. To cut in line like the club.
I don't know if that should be allowed. I think you should only be allowed to cut. Like if somebody has already put their money in, they shouldn't be able to be cut and cut and cut and cut.
Well, this is America.
Oh.
So I'm going to tell you something that is going to rock your world.
Please do.
Touch tunes. It's the new jukebox at all the bars. It's like a computer. It's a touch screen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm giving away this secret. There is an app for touch tunes.
Can I keep from being bumped?
You cannot, but here's the deal. What you can do is you get the app and you download 5 touch tunes dollars into your account. And then you can keep programming stuff from your phone. So here's the deal. Maybe you walked up and you went to that jukebox in your khakis and your button-up shirt.
I wasn't wearing khakis or a button-up
and
shirt.
And all these people at this very cool laid-back bar were like, who is
shorts
this?
Shorts and a t-shirt,
who's
Emily.
Who's this jamoke playing?
Putting in cranberries, yeah. Let it linger.
And so they probably were like, no. We're taking the power back from Mr. Testa here. And from the comfort of their own seat... They were bumping you, and you don't, and like they,
that's
you know,
great.
You can't even tell who it is because I've done this,
I'll
and here's why.
Damned.
I'll go to the Platte River Bar and Grill, which is like a biker bar, right?
Yeah.
And then here I am, you know, in my pastel dress and my heels, and I will do that because I don't want everybody to know that
who's
the little redhead
in?
It keeps playing Dave Matthews Band
because
I'm afraid that they're going to judge me and kick
How
me out.
Crazy! I had no idea that
so
existed.
I could keep from being juke blocked.
Perhaps.
If I just sat at my table.
Yep.
It's going to cost you, though. Holy cow.
Let me
cow.
Ask you this, because I know this. I know some people say this doesn't pass the who cares test, but if there's somebody who goes up to the juke and puts in their money and they pay the extra credit to play next, and then they walk away, and before their song comes up, somebody else walks up there and puts money in, and they've got the option of play next, whose play next wins?
I think the first person that paid for it. But then the second person's play next is going to go. And then all the other people that are just doing this to toy with you are going to play. And then at 2 in the morning, as the bar is closing, the Gin Blossoms will finally play. You just got to wait for it. You just got to want
it. Before you leave.
I have got to get this app on my phone immediately.
So essentially, too, you could even sit out in the parking lot or as you drive by, just throw on something horrible.
Oh, you could program Miley Cyrus from your Lexus.
Some Kenny G or something.
No kidding. I'm going to go drive by. This is kind of like a pseudo biker bar that I like to go to. It's fun. I'm going to just pull up in the parking lot and I'm just going to fire up Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler and drive
multiple
away.
Times.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
You can do that.
Take that, Lynyrd Skynyrd fans.
You're going to die soon, I think.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.